This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, Who's in Control, Tech or Us? You can find it on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Lots of us feel out of control when it comes to the use of technology. And then, if you're a parent, you also have to monitor the tech use of your kids, especially teenagers. So much of their lives happen on social media, it's almost like their phones are an extension of their bodies. But it turns out some teenagers are choosing to take breaks. Jessica Korkunis has more.
I've been wondering whether some teens have had enough and whether they've started to pull back or opt out completely from using social media. So I reached out to Finn Carer, a 17-year-old I've known since she was little. What I've noticed about Finn is she hardly ever has her phone out.
I try not to go on a lot. Like, I can go for periods of time and, like, leave my phone at home and not be on my phone. I've gone to sleepaway camp and not had my phone for, like, a month. And I was like, this is great.
I met up with Finn one afternoon at her row home, along with her friend Maxine Van Osten. They're now classmates at a Catholic high school. Finn had changed into street clothes, and Maxine was still wearing her school uniform. They met when they were little, around the year the first iPhones hit the shelves.
2007, I was only 7, but I remember my mom having like a flip phone.
For teens, Snapchat is one of the most popular apps. It's where a lot of kids do this thing called streaks.
Do you know what a streak is? Okay, it's basically where on Snapchat you have like a number next to the person's name of how many days you've Snapchatted consecutively. And if you do miss a day, you lose the streak. People get up to like 300 and stuff, and I'm like, that's crazy.
I remember when I started, I had like a lot of like 10 streaks probably, and I was like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore because it's addicting. It's like every day I have to be on my phone.
I told her that she shouldn't have streaks anymore because you wake up and you Snapchat this person. It's literally a photo, maybe like of streaks. A black screen that says streaks. And it's like, what's the point? It's not a conversation. Mm-hmm. There's like no point.
I had a lot of, like, streaks with people I didn't know.
Yeah.
Barely knew. Like, I knew from school, and we were just like, oh, streaks? Sure. I'm like, but I don't even like you. Like, some of these people I didn't enjoy talking to,
See,
so.
There's no point.
With Finn's encouragement, Maxine now feels relieved to have stopped doing them, except.
People got mad at me because I was like, okay, this is the end of my streaks. I'm not doing streaks anymore. And it feels nice. It's like cleansing, like you're not chained to having to wake up every morning and take a picture of whatever to send to everybody. And it's like really freeing. So thank you for that.
Maxine says Finn has been a good influence on her, helping her break free from some of her phone habits.
I used to be like crazy about it, posting like, oh, I'm going to blah, blah, blah with my basketball shoes on or whatever, you know? And like, talking to Finn, she like, I don't know, just made me feel like I don't need everyone to know exactly what I'm doing all the time. It was such a relief.
Let's be real, though. She still goes on her phone a lot.
I do, but not as much.
Yeah, that's true. But still, she does go on her phone a lot.
Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat and all of these platforms still remain this really important place for young people to connect with other people.
That's Amanda Lenhart of the Better Life Lab at New America, a nonprofit think tank in Washington, D.C. Last year, Lenhart led a poll that found 58% of American teens, like Maxine, have started to put their phones down more often.
That 58% is all kinds of breaks. It's both voluntary and involuntary. And so it's about 2/3 of that group that have taken a voluntary break of some kind where they themselves said, hey, I'm taking myself off of this platform. And often those teens find those breaks to be positive experiences.
The poll surveyed 790 teenagers between the ages of 13 and 17. The researchers uncovered some of the reasons why teens are taking social media breaks.
They're taking them because they are concerned about too much drama. They're concerned because there's other things that they feel like they need to be doing and that social media is taking away from that. Some teens talk about feeling overloaded by information and not being able to manage all the information that's coming to them through social media.
I got to know another 17-year-old, Sophia Delgado. She has a job working as a teen leader at an after-school program. When she started working, she decided to quit social media altogether.
I decided to just really focus on myself, like focus on actually being present in life and not just on the phone the whole time.
She felt like she was being judged and judging herself.
A lot of the stress that I was putting on myself, like insecurities about myself, saying, oh my God, this girl's so much prettier than me. Oh my God, like, she's like this, she's like that. And like, I found myself, I don't have to do that anymore. Like, I can just be me and accept me for who I am. Like, screw what social media or society thinks about who I am. Like, I felt that relief. Like, I was just doing me. Like, I was being happy the way I know how to be happy. I'm just so eager to just, like, meet with people and talk to people rather than sending them a message. Like, I'm just more open. I feel, like, more outgoing. Like, I'm just so ready to start a conversation with anyone.
But having those conversations with her friends isn't easy when they're hanging out and everyone's on their phones.
I hate it. To know that they're all sitting on their phones, I feel like they're already in a mindset where that's all there is to do.
This story was reported by Jessica Korkunis. You can hear a longer version on the podcast Dial Back, which explores the impact of technology on our lives.